liberty and justice for all.
I'll call this meeting to order. We get roll call, Chris.
Roll call. Councilmember DeVries.
Here.
Councilmember Benson.
Present.
Councilmember Harris.
Here.
Mayor Groth.
Here.
Councilmember
Moving on to item three, the citizen forum. Anybody can come up to the podium, speak into the microphone, sign in on the sheet, and your name and address, and then you can talk to the council if anybody would like.
Hello. My name is Sam Bennett, 6841 Lakeview Drive. I was talking with the Anoka County, and I was going to adopt a highway kind of deal, and I was trying to organize some volunteers to just do like a trash pickup, and in the spring, kind of out of the snow melt, and all the mostly along county roads, just because it seems like that's where it's most prevalent. And I wanted to see if you guys would be willing to use any of the social media platforms, or it's probably too last minute to put in any like the actual media mail out flyers. But it's a twice a year deal, and you know, once in the spring, once in the fall. And I was going to see if about having kind of a reoccurring thing, see if we could get volunteers to help bag trash. Speaking with Anoka County, they come along and they'll provide safety bags, and they will provide the actual bag pickup and removal and that aspect of it. But I just wanted to see if we could get others. I've talked to a few businesses about trying to get sponsors and seeing if we can get like a lunch or something afterwards. And so I'm working on that, but I just wanted to see if, you know, the social media platforms and if I give you enough heads up next time to actually get it in the mail. I think Saturday, May 4th is going to be, I think it's the first weekend, and first Saturday in May is what I'm thinking. I want to do this kind of the same weekend every year, and I worry that Earth Day makes more sense, but mid-April just seems like the odds of snow are significantly higher than the 1st of May, but I want to get before then it turns into Mother's Day and fishing opener and everything, so and then all of a sudden it's summer and everyone's too busy.
I know the Lions used to pick up along. They don't do it anymore?
No. We haven't done it in a while, since I've been a member.
Oh, okay.
I know there's select organizations that do a particular stretch of road here or there, but I was thinking, you know, I would pick one that isn't currently occupied, and hopefully I can get some other, you know, either other people who are willing to volunteer and join a group or adopt a stretch of their own, just because I think everyone agrees it's just, this time of year it's the worst, but just off the roadside trash and, you know, fast food bags and beer bottles and everything else that I just assume not see every time.
So you're going to do adopt a county road?
Yeah, the county, you know, adopt a highway program. They're not highways, but, you know, county roads.
It's the same kind of thing.
I can't remember what her name is. Something Hill with the county that she was kind of in charge of it. She sent me a link with a map that showed kind of roads that were available, but the link didn't work, so I haven't officially adopted it yet, but that's something I'm planning to do and just hoping to see if I can get some other community input.
Well, we do have a newsletter that goes out quarter, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think once you have all your information and the planning's all done, you know, then maybe we could put a little snippet in the newsletter, maybe? I don't know.
Do you know, like, when that gets mailed and when things would need to be?
Quarterly? I think it gets all quarterly.
It's mailed out quarterly along with the utility.
Probably June?
It's, no, it just went out.
Okay.
So next one is going to be in July.
Okay. Maybe that was something if I do, you know, every September kind of ballpark somewhere in that area. Maybe that would work for, it's supposed to be twice a year, so.
Yeah. And if you give them enough notice,
yeah,
get it in the newsletter,
yeah,
you know, and have all your information to pair it, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't see why. I don't think
it'd be a problem.
I don't see why.
Okay. That's all open news.
And we do have a website.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, I would think there would be that opportunity too. I guess I don't go on our website very often.
That's kind of the problem. Not many people.
Everything's an app now.
Yeah, and I feel like nowadays it's mostly going to be more print media is kind of how
right.
people don't go check, they wait for it to either show up in their mailbox or they see it in the TV.
Well, and our newsletter probably even talks about Earth Day. I mean, it's a pretty neat newsletter they do here. I'm very impressed with it. So just give them enough time.
Do you know if there's a digital copy of the newsletter that goes online, or is it?
No, it's just it gets attached to the website also,
okay.
and it's available on Facebook. I believe you can reach it, and all of our residents know about because it's with big, large letters on each utility bill. So everybody knows as long as they would like to, they can reach the website.
Okay, sounds good.
So that would probably be a good one.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, moving on. Item 4, we need approval of the agenda with changes. Evidently, according to our lawyer, we don't need closed session.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carries. Moving on to item 5, letters and communications. 5A, Centennial Lakes Police Department media reports, 1 through 8 in your packet. I just had one question. I don't know if Kurt, I know Bill's not here, but I had heard from some residents over at the landings there was some shooting, and I didn't know anything about it. Is it something that the city like gets notified, and if the council could get maybe notified at the same time when that stuff kind of happens, I guess? Is that?
We can always talk about it. Do you get the weekly report from the police department?
I don't recall seeing it in there, though, so I just was curious if...
When was
this? City was... That was like a month or two ago?
Yeah.
No,
2 months ago.
2 months ago? Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I remember that one. I was going to say, wait, there was another one.
It was on a Sunday.
Yeah. I don't... They all kind of... I mean...
Yeah.
So, I'll talk to
the chief. I don't know,
so
going forward, if there was a way to get, you know, the council, I guess, notified of this stuff kind of thing.
At least
kind of
nice. The mayor, who would should know.
But, okay. Just so citizens have... Don't seem like I don't know what's going on.
So we don't.
Yes, being that we're on the, representing the community.
Okay. I'll talk with Chief Mork about that.
All right, moving on to item 5B, council workshop synopsis, page 9 in your packet. 5C, the Anoka County EMV's assessments, 2023 and 2024, pages 10 through 20 in your packet. 5D, median estimated market value 2024 assessment, pages 21 to 26 in your packet. 5E, mediation and restorative services, pages 27 to 29. All right, moving on to consent agenda. We need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
She missed the citizens forum. Right? You wanted to speak. She's applying to be on the press board. And she also had an issue, something she wanted to bring up. Is there a way to go back at all?
Why don't you move? Make that motion.
I'd like to make a motion to reopen the citizens forum.
Do we have
a second?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Sorry.
No?
I
stand at the podium and let us know who you are and your address.
My name is Amanda Tobias. I live over on Syndicate. 9310. And I bought my house back in 2017, and part of the thing that I told my realtor is that I wanted to have a park nearby. When I moved in, we're just a couple blocks down from the Lexington Memorial Park. And I brought my dogs there, and then I brought my kids there in 2020. And then last summer when I went there, they were putting down the rubber mulch, and the smell was so overwhelming that we had to leave. And the smell is still extremely overwhelming, and the paint that's on them is coming off and getting all over the playground and all over my kids' hands, and their clothes are getting stained, and I can't bring my kids there anymore. And it's extremely frustrating because part of the reason that I bought my house was to bring them there. And I am hoping that being on the park board, I can have some say, in the park that's near my house. So and I know that I'm not the only one, and I've talked to like kids who are going there without any parental supervision and coming home with stained clothes and stained hands, and it's the blue paint and the rubber. And I also know that it's all over the park. It's hundreds of feet away from the play structure, and I don't know how it's ever going to get cleaned up. So I don't know what the intention was, that you had to do it less often or what, but if we could go back to wood mulch, it would be greatly appreciated by the parents of young children in the area. And I have a 1 and 3-year-old, so I was also concerned about it being a choking hazard because it looks like candy because it's blue. So, like, it's okay if he puts wood chips in his mouth, but if he gets a piece of rubber in his mouth and he swallows it, it's going to be a bad time. So we have pretty much not gone back there, and it didn't really occur to me until recently that there are kids who are still going there and playing and getting it all over their hands. And I know that there's also chemicals that they put in the rubber to prevent it from breaking down, which is then getting on kids and in the soil. And it also borders the DNR land there that, you know, has animals and plants that also need non-toxic soil, preferably. So I think that's it. That could be taken into account. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Are we looking for someone on the park board still?
We're going to have Ms. Bai's application approved at the next. I have it on the agenda, pending background check for approval, and she's going to be on the park board.
Beautiful.
Well, I think it's a good thing to look into. Yeah, I haven't been to the...
I haven't been there. They don't have kids.
That's kind of what I thought, was that there wasn't a lot of people with young kids, perhaps, that were either, like, on this side or that went to the park, that you guys even had considered it. So I wanted to come and be the voice of the people in the neighborhood, because I know that it's not just me. And, like, the wood mulch breaks down, but it sounds like you guys were going to get more for this year anyway. So to me, it really doesn't make sense to continue having something that's not really good for the land.
We have our public works person here, so.
Yep. We are working on that. I know that we had your concerns, and I have Jim from Public Works. We didn't just decide to put in rubber mulch. It was researched and looked into. We chose a vendor, and we're working with the vendor. The rubber mulch was not supposed to leak or stain, and currently it doesn't. Jim?
No, I've already taken samples. Granted, when we got the stuff, it was brand new. And it's like anything else, if it's dyed or painted, it's like wood chips. When you buy them, you get stained. Simple as that. And I don't know. I mean, it's...
So wouldn't undyed, unpainted wood
chips... Well, I can do it right now. I got a sample in this box right here that's from the park, and you can rub it as much as you want, and you can't even get no glue on it. What had to happen is they had to cure it. From the weather and the rain and stuff like that, the snow, and you haven't been down there lately.
I have been down there lately, and it still smells like rubber.
Well, yeah, it's going to smell like rubber.
Yeah, so
rubber.
Okay.
Here's the deal why we did it. Council, park board, I went and did all the research. I got all the right materials. We did all our MSDA sheets and everything else. And the reason I did it, because we had so much mold in there from the wood chips. I don't know if you like mold versus rubber, but...
I mean, I would definitely rather my kids be playing what? Wood chips that broke down into mold than in rubber that's been treated with chemicals so that it doesn't break down.
Well, first of all, park board approved it. They suggested it to council. Council approved it. Then we did our homework.
Do you have kids? Do they play there?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
And they come home covered in blue and black and you're
not
blue
lately. Fed? Not lately.
Was the old stuff removed? Has the playground been cleaned? I just don't see that as being a long-term solution. But
didn't we get a new load of it? Do we go to that company and have another batch?
We did a new batch
because of the blue coming off?
No, we're going to actually.
No. Okay, but we got a new.
We got it. It wasn't up to what we like to, so we're not going to use it for now, Jim. It's
we're working with the manufacturer.
With the manufacturer. It is. And it's not as easy as ordering it. We did, as Jim said, we did a lot of research and looked for a good and affordable vendor. We're still kind of in the following. We still run into supply issues. So it's not that easy to cut.
That park isn't the only park that has rubber.
No, if you go to any other park at all, that means we got another park right down here that's got wood chips in it.
Yeah, it's not nearly as close to my house, and I have to cross Lake Drive to get there, and it's pretty treacherous to get over there from where my house is when I have a 1- and 3-year-old, and my 3-year-old likes to ride a bike, and my 1-year-old doesn't necessarily like to walk in a straight line, and I have a dog, and all three of us trying to get from my house over to this park takes me 3 times longer, plus I am on much higher anxiety because I have to cross really major streets with my children and my animal.
But there are other cities that use rubber mulch.
Almost everybody is moving to rubber mulch because it's...
I had to measure a highest peak of equipment just for the fall rate. So I had to, and then they do the math. So we had to take and go 4 or 5 inches, the whole thing, with rubber. That way, if it does fall off it, you're not going to get it hurt as bad as being in wood chips. I mean, it's much better safety-wise on the fall rate.
Question or comment from our reporter?
What's the name of the park? I'm sorry.
Memorial.
Memorial Park.
I think, ma'am, though, that the city staff is looking in to prove the, you know, could have been a bad batch of.
But it's, that's what we suspect. It was a bad batch.
Okay, and, all right.
It happens as it is. We ran into supply issues, so we chose a vendor that could complete the project. That project wasn't, we didn't just decide to, let's put rubber mulch. It was decided because of that. They have to do a lot more maintenance, deal with mold.
Oh, yeah. And safety. And mold is an issue.
Yeah. I mean, we have the chemical data sheets, Jim, the MDS, and this comes from the manufacturer. Nobody's going to put anything that's poisonous into production or into... I mean, you read in the papers, you see, you're laughing, but we have the data.
I would love to see that.
Oh, sure. You should have. You can take a look at those. Those are public.
Would there be any plan for cleaning up the chunks of rubber that are all over the park?
Yeah, we're going to take out the mold. We're going to push it right back in there, and then our special mat that we have. We spent $25,000 on this project, not including our time to do it, and that was a month's worth of our, four guys working there every day. And then the rubber stuff that's on the outside of the park is obviously from kids picking it up and throwing it around. So, we got a broom. We're going to push it in there. You're going to have dirt and everything in there. And once it rains, it'll settle and go right through the mat, the silt mat.
We'll go check it out. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids, so I want to get over there.
Yeah, mine's gotten older now, so we don't as much.
I mean, any park's going to have it.
Right.
Every park has got the same problem. And theirs are probably worse than what ours is.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Move on to approval of the consent agenda.
Nope. Oh. Do we do mediation?
Correct.
You did?
The letter from the mediation, this is a service that we use every year. They save us a lot of money. Kurt is better prepared this. We write them a small invoice, about $200-some, but they do a lot of mediation, save us money on prosecution a lot. So we use them, and they basically describe, because they're going to ask for some nominal amount, all of the cities contribute. And we've been doing this each year.
The mediation and restoration services?
Services, yeah.
Okay.
So this is ongoing?
It is. It is an ongoing. We've been doing it for a while.
Sorry, just
curious. Oh, no. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we need approval of the amended consent, or we just need approval of the consent agenda.
I think Diane made a motion, didn't you, Diane?
I think Diane made the motion.
Yeah.
I second it.
And he seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now moving on to action items. 3A, recommendation to approve solicitor's peddler's license, Edward Jones, page 41 on your packet.
I'll make that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 3B, recommendation to approve City Hall sign specifications and quote of $53,855, pages 42 to 50 in your packet.
I'll make a motion on that.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Action item 3C, recommendation to approve resolution number 24-10, a resolution approving plans and specifications and ordering advertisement for bids for 2024 street improvements of Griggs Avenue between Flowerfield Road, Restwood Road, and Griggs Avenue between approximately 375 feet north of Restwood Road to exclude the new bituminous overlay at Lexington Lofts and Lake Drive. Pages 51 to 59 in your packet.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, moving on to mayor and council input. Jim?
Yes, I have one question that for Chris. Could you get a hold of our person that takes care of the Lexington Loft or whatever? On the one side next to the laundromat, they don't have an enclosed deal for the garbage, and the garbage is blowing into the laundromat. And I think don't we have an ordinance, Kurt, on that? That the apartments?
Second, which is you have to put garbage in a container that has a lid to stop
okay.
What you're doing. So, yeah, there are two ordinances.
Okay, that's why I figured there was, and I told her I'd just bring it up and give it to Chris and.
We'll give them a buzz tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much,
no
sir.
Problem.
That's all. That's the only thing I had, Gary.
Okay.
It's a great day to be a citizen in Lexington.
Beautiful.
That's all I got.
Anything?
I have nothing.
Yeah, I don't either. Anything administrative? Kurt?
Yes. Just so you know that next week there'll be a mediation in the personnel dispute. That's happening Thursday. I know that Bill and I have been asked to go, and I think that it'll be a little different than they've done in the past. We'll kind of see what happens, and then the league will come back and report to you. And then the dispute involving the City of Blaine and are working diligently to get through our water dispute. The trial is supposed to start on Monday. It's been postponed. I think now we are looking at either November of 2024 or January of 2025. And that's all I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to adjourn, sir.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.